Welcome to Lesson 24 in our study of the Book of Revelation as a part of the Prophecy Series. Today we're going to move along into the text up to chapter 17. Now, if you remember, in our last lesson we looked at the bowls of divine wrath. And when we saw the final bowl poured out, that great earthquake and the other natural disasters, the heavy hail that has never been seen before, it was very much implied that this was the end. And it's very much what's happening just before the return of Jesus Christ. However, when we come to chapter 17 and chapter 18, we're going to see the fall of Babylon described in two different ways. Now, this isn't in addition to the fact that chapter 16 basically said that was the end. This is actually probably an explanation of what has happened during this series of judgments. We're going to see, especially with today, the text showing us the destruction of the great whore, and then what we're going to see in chapter 18 is the destruction of the kingdom of the beast, the great city itself. So let's take a look today. We're going to focus in on chapter 17 of Revelation, verses 1 through 18, the fall of Babylon, part 1. So we're going to take a look at this in several parts that the text is going to show us. So what we want to focus in on first is Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 to 6, the harlot and the scarlet beast. The harlot and the scarlet beast. So let's take a look at the text and notice what it is saying. Here's what verse 1 says. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great prostitute who is seated on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed sexual immorality, and with the wine of whose sexual immorality the dwellers on earth have become drunk. And he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was full of blasphemous names, and it had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and jewels and pearls, holding in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the impurities of her sexual immorality. And on her forehead was written a name of mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of prostitutes and of the earth's abominations. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I marveled greatly." All right, so let's take a look at this. We're going to divide this first part into several sections. And what we're going to notice here, first of all, is in Revelation chapter 17, the first part of verse 1, the invitation of the angel. So let's look at this together. And what we're going to notice is this, that there's an angel. It was one of the angels that was a part of the seven bowls of divine wrath. One of the angels invites John to see the destruction of the great whore. Now, a very common question at this point is, who and what is the great whore? We've never seen this in any part of the scripture, George. Can you give us an understanding? Well, let's focus in on several things. The great whore in the book of Revelation has provoked much discussion concerning her identity. In fact, when I say much discussion, I'm talking about centuries of discussion. The passage refers to the whore of Babylon as a mystery, means we cannot be completely certain as to her identity. Now, that's a point that you and I are going to need to remember, especially when we get to folks who have tried to identify her through the centuries. It's a mystery. It's kind of hard to understand who she is. The passage does give some clues. Now, there are some clues in the passage. Now, some have been misunderstood, but we're going to take a look and try to ascertain as to who she is. Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 explains, this calls for a mind with wisdom. The seven heads are the seven hills on which the woman sits. Now,